The silence is eerie. The frigid air passes easily through the thin nylon material of my dress and stings my entire body. I instinctively freeze up before having to actively remind myself to relax and hold that pose. The smile on my face is admittedly forced, faked, as all I'm trying to think about is what I have to do in the next 2 minutes and 23 seconds. Then suddenly, I hear it. The same few beats I've heard hundreds of times before, and I know it's time to begin. To start skating. As I begin my choreography, I think about the first element I have. A jump. But skating isn't just about how well you do the elements in a program, a jump or a spin, but also about how you skate into, out of, and between elements. It's about the edges you glide or turn with, the quickness and organization of your footwork, the speed, the ice coverage, the way you move with the music, and of course, the smile at the audience. The overall presentation is as vital as the elements, and you're thinking about it all. And it takes a lot to do it all. Some members of Duke Club Figure Skating have skated for over a decade, and they know what I mean.
You work every single day, 5-6 days a week. You know, you wake up, you go to the rink. You finish school, you go to the rink. You finish skating, you go up to the gym for off ice. It's an all-consuming sport.
I think it's one of the most brutal sports that exists today. And it's not just pretty little girls dressing up in sparkles, doing little twirls. It's like a very rigorous sport. It racks your mind, it racks your body, but it's also really beautiful what you output in the end.
So it's time to do the jump. I take a second or two to glide into it, just enough time to do a little prayer in hopes of a smooth landing. I take off from my left foot, leaping as far and high as I possibly can, then start to pull my arms and legs in towards my center, all while trying to keep my body as straight and upright as possible. In a flash, it's over. I land on my right foot and glide backwards, breathing a sigh of relief. Completing a successful jump takes instinctive skill from the hours of practice, but it also takes focus. The mental strength of figure skating may perhaps be more important than the physical strength. Here's club figure skating members once again.
You have to be resilient first and foremost. You have to be really diligent as well. Basically, figure skating is a cycle of failure and then getting back up over and over again. Not in just a physical sense of like falling on a jump and getting back up, but failing in like your tests and failing to perform to a certain level every time you run a program and being able to push on.
It's the mental aspect. It's the fact that it's such hard work, but the ones that do it best make it look so easy, which is why people don't a lot of the times understand what it means to be a figure skater.
Sooner than I think, the program is almost over. The last difficult element is a spin. I wind up into it, building momentum before unleashing it all as I step forward into the spin. As I'm spinning on my left foot, I make sure to count the number of revolutions. 1, 2, 3. I aim for 6, but if in that moment I feel like I can, I want to do a few more for the judges to see. As I exit the spin, I hope I'm not too dizzy, as I need to stay on the beat of the music. So there's no time to lose. The spins, the jumps, the choreography and presentation, the cold air, not to mention the countless falls, the early morning practices, and the costs that lead up to this moment. So why do some students continue to skate, to compete while at Duke?
Meeting people through the club team, I think that has reminded me of what I love so much about figure skating. It's not just the way that you're in it for yourself. It's the way that you get to meet new people and share what you love with the people around you and build off of each other's energy, learn from each other.
It's just a time for myself. I also feel very powerful when I skate. And so when I need a break from school, from all the stresses of college, going to the skating rink and just feeling very in myself, very strong and capable is like very refreshing.
And we do it for the moment we hear our music come to an end. Strike that final pose, and through the sound of our panting breath, hear the crowd and our teammates cheer. This time, the smile is real.